Question 38. The best way to understand the spontaneous consent of hegemony is through an example. A number of ideological components within American higher education are not in the best interests of students. One dominant belief, for instance, suggests that college students should pay for their own education, a norm that certainly does not benefit them financially as individuals. Another widespread belief suggests that instructors have the right to influence public perception of students' intellectual ability in the form of assigned grades, a norm that certainly does not benefit most of them socially as individuals. Despite these factors, students still dutifully pay thousands of dollars in tuition each semester and show up to class with the hopes of getting an A. Why? They consent to these beliefs because other aspects of this belief system promise that it is ultimately in their best interest to do so. Securing a college degree in many ways promises a higher professional pay grade. A system of letter grades promises social prestige to those who achieve high marks. Although professors will probably gain more financial and social rewards from the norms of this system than any individual undergraduate, the spontaneous consent of the student body ensures that the ideology survives as the norm.